hands and then they're tiny little things.
And they are so tiny, you wouldn't see them.
Most people don't know they're there.
So we have a breeding colony here of terns on Tolkien and at Wells on what we call Bodwell Sands.
The Holcombe Gap, which is the sort of inlet into the bay and into the beach, it takes your breath away. It is an attractive site for terns.
Well, they come here in mid-April most years and then start nesting in mid-May usually. And then by sort of late August, September, they're gone on the way back to Africa. So they're only here for a short space of time.
Unbelievable what they do to get here.
Norfolk's a real stronghold for them. About a third of little terns in the whole world breed in Norfolk.
They nest habitually right down on the shoreline, in this interim world between the land and the sea, the intertidal zone.
They will actually nest sort of directly on the sand and shingle, making not so much a nest but the hollow scrape in the sand, and they'll lay their eggs directly in there. They're designed to be camouflaged to mimic the shingle, so the eggs are super hard to see and so are the chicks.
And I nearly trod on 3 eggs.
Dogs will just run through and scoop them up as a snack, and the owner won't even notice.
So dogs can put birds off nests.
Dogs will pick up even fledgling birds.
With 800,000 visitors in 500,000 cars, with 300,000 dogs visiting this amazing landscape.
We love our dogs. We're a nation of people who love dogs.
They need space and they need to be prioritised, because the rate at which their population is collapsing is terrifying.
We have a legal obligation to protect those habitats as well as those species. It isn't just dogs, it's not just people, it's a whole range of issues.
Ground nesting birds will kind of come across a whole wealth of predators, from sort of ground predators like foxes, weasels, rats, badgers, to sort of birds of prey, kestrels, things that would take or scavenge eggs and chicks. Crows are a big one as well.
A dog is a canine, you know, a carnivore. They're a natural predator for smaller animals and birds. A defence mechanism for little terns is that they will erupt, they will mob the intruder en masse. So you might see 30 little terns all making lots of noise and hovering above a dog as a fox or a stoat or something like that, to take the pressure away from the nest and hopefully drive that predator away from the nests. If it's at the egg stage, if you constantly get disturbance, the eggs will get cold and you'll delay the hatching process, or sometimes even the birds might give up completely.
Disturbance can be catastrophic.
They're also under pressure from weather, really, climate change. The birds, because they get washed away and they haven't got the places to nest that they did.
Higher tides means nests, even on the upper shore, at risk of being washed away.
All these species are really on the edge of a knife edge of existence.
If you can imagine the combination of all of them at the same time, dogs and humans wandering past nests, or, and we've the hot sun in the summer, or really, really, really super cold, extreme weathers or storms, the eggs get chilled, or really warm and not being maintained by the parent bird who's been frightened off by a dog walker. So it all just adds up. They've got a lot on, these little birds.
I think that as long as public and long as visitors and indeed local people understand what the issues are, understand the fragility of the situation, then they'll be very amenable to working on solutions.
We've been counting 400 people in an hour, and probably within that 400 people there's been 200 dogs.
Yeah, kind of answers the question, oh yeah, but it's my dog, one dog. But actually it's not just one dog, it's 250,000 dogs in an area where you've got How many nests, fences, nesting?
Terns, maybe 20 pairs. We decided last year that we'd have to have, not actually banning dogs, but to have zoned areas where dogs could and couldn't go in the nesting season.
It's actually a positive action for actually dogs on lead.
Got signs up as well, so we've got signs that say keep out, we've got signs that say beach nesting birds, and also part of that is actually engaging with people, that face to face, talking to people and telling them what, where, why, how.
The biggest help for birds is warden presence.
It seems that we need greater mutual understanding of what the issues are before we can reach any real solutions.